Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. I would like to ask everyone to please stand and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
Staff would note that the agenda was revised on November 20. That's not quite right. That the agenda was revised to include the approval of the minutes and the findings of fact for October 3rd, 2016. Oh, sorry, I've got clearly the wrong agenda. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I borrow that one? Yeah, sorry. I went and grabbed the wrong, I'll grab next meetings, I apologize.
You need another one?
So the agenda was revised November 9th, 2016 to include the minutes and findings of fact for September 19th, 2016 to include old business cases number 11,865 and the approval of the dates for the 2017 meeting dates. Thank you.
Okay. Are there, any other additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I've got a conflict of interest on case number 11880, and Vince Robertson is here for that one hearing. So I recommend that that be moved to the front of the public hearing so Mr. Robertson could hear that and then have head out after that one.
Okay. Gentlemen,
motion to approve it with that change.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the change on case number 11,880 being moved to our first case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we have approval of our minutes and the finding of the facts for the September the 19th, 2016 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our September the 19th, 2016 meeting. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and Zoning and Land Use Decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant then will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed on our old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please understand that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.